Podcast. I'm Beef.
I'm Wing.
And I'm John a Lobster. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West, a movie so bad it just might be the best. Maybe it works on many levels, like tri-dimensional chess. Let legends break it down and try to clean up this mess.
Why do we have to clean up this mess? Who chose that movie again? Damn it.
I think it was Lobster.
I think it was, too.
Nice little rhymey rap there.
You're very welcome. I was inspired by the stylings of the Fresh Prince himself over the end credits.
Yeah. What was the very bad pun? Have a wife day or something like that at the start? Where it was like, oh dear God.
There's a million bad puns in this.
I kind of loved this movie for that, you guys.
I figured you did.
They're just when he and Kenneth Branagh are just insulting each other.
Is that the bad guy?
Like, yeah, the bad guy.
Okay. Loveless.
Yeah, Loveless. When they're just like insulting each other with puns.
Underhanded at the party? Is that the one? Like, yeah. The very beginning? I have them all written down somewhere.
Okay, go ahead. Hit me.
They talk about like your color. And then he says, maybe this is a stand-up event, and then, like, I haven't seen you in a coon's age.
Racial slur.
Status of, was it, half the people you know, hard to keep in touch with. Something about, to keep you entertained like a slave.
And to be a slave to your disappointment.
Slave to your disappointment, and then cut the legs out. Every woman cuts the legs out from under you.
Oh my God! I can't believe Kenneth Branagh played that.
I would say they got off on the wrong foot. How about you?
Yeah, God, I kind of agree.
I hate you.
Well, they needed to put a giant spider in the third act. Yeah. They worked really hard to put that spider everywhere.
John Peters insists that movies he produces have giant spiders in them. He wanted to put one in Superman.
That's a movie produced right after Superman, so that's him getting it out of his system.
In the fictional Superman 5 that was in the works, he wanted a giant spider in it. There was another film that he wanted to put one in as well.
Okay. This is so steampunky, though. It's awesome.
There's a bit of that. The redeeming element of the movie is the style.
That's James Bond, the Wild West. And that was kind of the conceit of the show as well, which was, let's take this idea of James Bond, put him in the Old West, have gadgets and things like that. And no one was really thinking steampunk because that wasn't really a thing. But they made it work then. And this is the time period of let's make 60s shows into movies. We got Lost in Space, Mission Impossible,
The Saint.
Maverick. Originally, this was supposed to be Mel Gibson.
Maverick was kind of okay.
Yeah. No, but originally, like, this was going to be Maverick, and he went off and did that.
Yeah, but this is also when Will Smith could do absolutely nothing wrong.
Well, you need to look at who made this movie, and who wrote this movie, and who produced this movie. What came the year just before? Men in Black.
Right.
It's the same band, and they're basically trying to do the same thing with a different format.
Sure.
But it is a remake of Men in Black, mostly, with, I don't know. It doesn't, the movie, just, I'll be honest, here we go, the movie just doesn't work for me. It just doesn't work.
Not at all?
I'm laughing at some stuff, but I'm laughing at the movie. I'm not laughing with the movie. And as we mentioned, I think the only redeeming quality of the movie is the style. After the first 20 minutes, I'm done with the style.
So take a guess who wanted to watch Wild Wild West the most.
You did.
Guess who's never watched Wild Wild West?
You haven't.
I hadn't ever seen it.
I saw that in theater.
Okay, well then,
I knew it was bad, and I just never watched it.
I think I've seen it once before, but it was probably like the first weekend it came out. So
yeah, that's when I seen it.
What did you feel about it?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I liked it. Like, I had a good time with it because my expectations were rock bottom.
Right.
And if I'm being honest, the effects held up.
They actually did. The only time,
hang on,
time out. I have a bunch of notes written about that. The only time I really got drawn out of the effects was at the very end when they show them riding away. I'm like, that's clearly not horseback, and the sky. Why wouldn't they just put them on horses? And then they zoom out, and it's the spider. Okay.
Every time the spider and the cockpit was there, I could tell you it was an effect.
This was
every
1999,
time.
Dude. Right.
Compare this to Spider Smith.
Yeah.
Sure, but it's still, it's not a redeeming quality of this movie. The effect don't hold up. They're just old.
You say you like the style, but if the effects didn't hold up, half this movie is CGI. I don't understand what you mean.
By the design, I mean the design.
I thought that the production design looked good. I thought that when the effects were on screen, the effects were fine. I felt like they mixed enough practical stuff in that it worked. And honestly, I don't think there was really a bad performance here. Everyone did fine. I was very hesitant with Kenneth Branagh, who is an actor and a director that I really like. See him in Dunkirk this summer. Yeah. But
still have to see that.
He did fine. Like, maybe some of the henchmen weren't the greatest. But
they're henchmen.
Yeah, right.
He's eating the scenery like there's no tomorrow.
I just had fun with it. I thought it was a nice diversion.
I don't know. Okay, since I haven't seen it since the first time, it still felt fun. It was like fresh again, where, yeah, it was unbelievable, but it's James Bond in the Wild West, basically. I don't want to compare him to James Bond, but there's the dude with the gadgets and shit, so...
I get the elements of James Bond and all that, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's maybe a bad comparison, but, you know, whatever.
No, I don't think it is. It's that kind of idea.
This is Q as Bond's partner.
Right. Yeah, as Bond's partner. That's where my analogy broke down.
Yeah, but
which I kind of really enjoy as a gimmick for a buddy comedy kind of thing. Like, there's the one guy, and this is kind of weird. This is kind of almost the opposite of Men in Black, where Men in Black, the eccentric character is Will Smith, and he's paired with the very straight, by-the-book Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, and now you're in reverse.
And this is kind of the reverse, where he's kind of the straight shooter, literally. All he wants to do is shoot things. Shoot first, shoot some more, and then ask questions if anyone's still alive.
Well, and that's like the Wild West archetype, you know?
Right. He's the cowboy, and Kevin Kline's character is the sort of eccentric.
He's the asshole that can apparently weave chainmail. You can't weave chainmail.
And he was putting the finishing touches.
Seems you can. Come on.
I do like the fake science, though, like the lost consciousness image, or the last consciousness image is burned onto your retinas for a while, when back in the day they believed that shit.
Yeah, it's funny old, like you said, belief more than science. That I can go with. That's funny. But the joke that came with it, how many times do you need to repeat it's ahead and the other guy is not?
Well, actually, it was reacting. Three times, and then the fourth time slower.
Ahead.
Right. That's the fourth time. After you turned it upside down.
That did not make that joke better, you know?
No.
You got to remember, though, that was the 90s. Right?
Still.
Dumb repetitive jokes, man.
Yeah.
Well, don't tell me that this movie was revered for its jokes anyway. So
He did get in his classic James Bond dispatching the henchman with "No more Mr. Knife Guy."
Oh, that was the one I was horrible. Looking for. No more Mr. Knife Guy. That was
I loved that.
Bad. I knew you would love it, but you have to say that you love it because it's bad. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay.
The best puns are the worst puns.
Oh, Bai Ling, I love her. The whole West meets East. East and then there's
meets
like,
West.
And then there's a handful of real dudes in the paintings.
Yeah.
How lame. How lame and cool. Like, Oh, yeah, that's right. A dude did fall from there.
Why cool? Just lame.
No, that was cool. Because at first you had no idea what he was doing, and then it's like, oh, they're all of the paintings have guys in them.
As soon as you see one and you see him shoot, you know what's happening now?
You assume, but it's nice to hear bodies fall, I guess. That sounded really bad, but still. I like,
yeah, I was just, Beef, what are you doing?
I'm sorry.
What are you doing on the weekend?
Was that not the best little whorehouse in Texas?
Oh my!
At the beginning,
probably was. I don't know. In Texas, Texas is big, man.
Was it in Texas? Where were they at the beginning?
I have no idea anymore.
I don't know. Honestly. I just know they were near DC towards the end.
Yeah, that's mostly what I can tell you about this movie.
And we all just watched it like 2 hours ago.
They don't make a point. They make a point. The only location.
Hold on. I got this.
Is where the two train meets, and they're not coy at all about it. I'm gonna be there on that time on that day. Remember that. That's gonna be important at some point.
Louisiana was where they were in the middle and at the very beginning, but
yeah, I had fun with the opening. I don't know why it just. I just enjoyed it.
It was long.
Something about Kevin Kline and drag.
The random lip reader chick. Oh, yeah. Kevin Kline and drag. My mother's name was Dora.
Miss Lip Rider.
So screwed up.
No. Miss Lippin' Rita.
Yeah, Lippin' Rita.
Lippin' Rita.
And then my mother's name was Dora. And as they're going upstairs, the random farm animal noises.
Oh, I've never seen that before.
So wrong. Okay, what's the dude with the horn on his ears just screaming West and running away from Will Smith? West! West! West!
His reputation precedes him.
Well, they know each other.
I know, but
trying to kill him for a while.
As opposed to attacking, he just runs away and screams his name. I mean,
it's a good point.
I like that Kevin Kline's disguise the second time that you think he's Dora, he's actually the guy in the furs and the beard,
right.
Which is basically he's in disguise as Kurt Russell from Hateful Eight.
That's true. But why do they have to tell me, oh, this guy is stupid, this is me? I was like, I got it. Why did...
Because they want you to make it really awkward when he slaps her boobies, like drums, apparently.
Yes.
That old joke.
Tradition of his people.
Yeah. touch my breasts joke and conversation, take out the buckwheat, fill it with water. Oh yes, now I'm hard. Like,
also great, because that's Emmett Walsh, who is a fantastic character actor.
It's like so over the top. Cause I think this was, what was this, PG-13 maybe?
A little Crimson Comet connection. In the 1990s Flash series, he plays Barry Allen's father.
Who does?
Who?
Emmett Walsh, the train conductor, Coleman.
Oh, I like him. He was just randomly listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the train conductor, I have the impression, I didn't watch the show when I was young, I'll be honest.
Sure.
But I have the impression that he's probably a character from the show, the way they're talking about him. The way every character has that kind of little introduction, I'm like, okay, they're probably trying to cater to some kind of show audience.
Yeah. I mean, it was on for 4 seasons. But
oh, really?
I don't think it ever caught in the public consciousness the way, say, Mission Impossible did, or even Get Smart, which was on around the same time,
at that time they were making anything into a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the new trend right now is to make a 21 Jump Street style. Can we make a 21 Jump Street style, kind of? Sure. And let's face it, Chip and Baywatch seems to have broken bucks.
Yeah, I think they ruined that, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe if I'd watched this when it was first released, I would have hated it. And that's probably why I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
See, I enjoyed it. I sat down today. I knew I only had a little time to squeeze it in before we recorded, and I thought it was fun.
I watched it, and I think because I watched it and put it on the shelf and never thought about it again, it was okay and fun again. Like, I don't know, the jokes were just dumb and okay. Actually, some of them were really bad and still okay. The tank train on stilts? I mean, come on. That all that steampunky shit made up for the fucking bad shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really had a bad time watching that movie, to be honest.
Again, like, I feel like if you hated it, I could see why you hated it. If you liked it, I could see why you hated it or liked it. I don't know.
At some moment in the movie, I was like, I can wing this. I don't need to watch this shit.
Just the sound of the cables, like, tightening and tensing every time they showed the spider, that same fucking sound effect. I'm like, I love it. I still like it. I don't know, because they need cables. They definitely need cables.
Oh, clearly. Ching,
ching, ching, ching. I don't know. I lost it a little when Frankenstein came out.
He comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
On the other,
did you notice the one guy had a railroad spike through his head just randomly?
Yep.
No.
Yeah. One of the guys that he fights in the engine room.
But really randomly, like he just has.
Which, okay, now if there's that many crew, how can they pilot it themselves without people down there?
I think those were just like the horrible minions to crush people.
Yeah, they're your Batman minions that are waiting for you at the top of the clock tower, you know?
1-800 henchman. Okay, four legs from
now,
the chair.
Who's gonna give me my weapon?
I like Loveless's map of the USA when he carved it up.
I came up with a better joke for that scene. So he says, "You must not be a COD player, Mr. West." And I said immediately to my television, "Because you got to know when to hold them and you know when to fold them." And then he's like, "Four of a kind always beats a pair." I liked my joke better.
I don't know. I mean, it's there. It's still a little stretch, but it's there.
I don't know.
Oh, dear.
So the original series was canceled for having too much violence.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
That's a true thing, though.
I mean, really, though, the whole Wild West thing, you have to cross-dress to have a good Wild West movie?
Absolutely. But I have to say they stretched their PG-13 by showing a lot of ass.
Top of ass crack. That's all they showed.
Yeah, that's true.
That's really not ass. You can see that if a bikini goes. I mean,
we should close our ass and get some sleep.
Yeah. What was the other one? She's a breath of fresh ass. I mean, a breath of fresh air.
Breath of fresh air. Kevin Klein, I love, and he is in the middle at this point of what I think is some of the best Kevin Klein. Was it? Fierce Creatures was around this time, right? A Fish Called Wanda. Yeah. Am I remembering this correctly?
Oh, yeah. That then in his A day before he started doing anything. Yeah.
Fish Called Wanda was like 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah, but then sequel to it, the Fierce Creatures.
Yeah, that was start of the 90s, I would say, more than 80s.
And had he done Pink Panther or whatever at this point?
Yes. I do remember that.
Yes.
Kevin Klein, what a guy.
He did work a lot.
I wasn't saying that with fondness.
Was he doing In-N-Out? Was that around here?
After, maybe? I wouldn't know. In-N-Out was not that great.
Okay.
Whatever.
So, other thoughts from Wild Wild West. So when Netflix brings this back as a series,
why?
Is there talk?
Well, because that seems to be the trend. Like these movies that have come out in the 90s that were based on 60s TV properties are now getting turned back into TV shows, like Lost in Space.
There's a movie, The Saint, on Netflix that I've seen with Roger Moore. I was like, what the fuck?
I don't know. I tried to watch it.
Oh, don't? Okay.
Yeah. And
hey, The Saint was fun with Val Kilmer.
Yes.
Yeah, that was actually one of the fun ones.
But whatever's on Netflix, I watched half of, and I was like,
wait, The Saint? Oh, that old Saint?
Oh, that old Saint. No, it's The New Saint.
Wait, what?
Yeah. There's a New Saint on Netflix. that was apparently produced as a TV movie, and then it was so bad they never aired it.
Yep.
And it, unfortunately, is Roger Moore's last screen appearance.
Wait a minute. Produced as a TV movie and they never aired it?
Yeah, yep. It was that bad.
Okay.
It was very good.
They're like, no one's going to watch this.
Let's not spend money on that shit. Or more money.
Literally, the advertisers paid them not to air it.
Oh.
They said, if anyone watches this, they'll boycott our products. We can't buy ads for it.
Wow. That's like Knight Rider. I remember that was a big thing. They were remaking Knight Rider. I've seen the car. Mm. That's it.
Did you actually hear the jumping around? Did you hear the news that Hasselhoff pitched to someone about making a darker, grittier Knight Rider like Logan?
Yep.
Come
with
on.
Him as old
right.
Knight and all that crap. Yeah. But,
that hurts my soul.
Hasselhoff
like,
wants a
like Mad Max Fury Road, but Knight Rider.
No, because Mad Max Fury Road is actually pretty good. Like,
sure, it's pretty good.
Fuck, I could see Hollywood doing this.
I think we should rate this and move on.
I think you're right.
So, Wing, for Wild Wild West, are you going legendary?
Go West, young man.
Legend of its time.
The magnificent steampunk.
Legend.
Reconstruction reboot.
Awesome.
Iron Spider.
Entertaining.
Line of entertaining.
Medible.
A loveless endeavor.
Forgettable.
Lost cause.
Abysmal.
Confederacy of dunces.
Spring Breakers Highlander.
Sky Captain and the World of Yesterday.
Hey, I kind of like that. With a side of nostalgia, guilty pleasure, tingle, barf, tears.
With a side of racism / slavery jokes.
Oh, God. I'm going to go This is a Lost Cause. This is forgettable. I almost forgot that we watched it almost immediately. It's not a good movie. Just don't. Just don't. Don't listen to Lobster and don't watch that at all. I mean, we thought it would be funny. I was like, okay, this is going to be a bad movie. It's going to be funny. We're going to crap to say. No, it's that bad. It's that bad where you're like, yeah, that's what you expect. Is that better or worse than what you expect? It's exactly what you expect. And it's just no. This is one of the dark times for Will Smith. And I know he has dark times on a regular basis.
This is like
the
first.
It's no After Earth.
This was like the first time that he missed, right? After Earth is one of the most recent ones.
$22 million. Or $222 million.
Ouch.
Something like that. Like, it did okay.
Yeah, but compared to everything that he had before that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he went with a formula of the last thing that worked again. Sure. That was Men in Black, and he took a chance. And you know what? At some point, you need to make a mistake, and that was that point for him. So yeah, a big forgettable Lost Cause. Don't, just don't.
Beef.
All right, I have to go above Wing because it was definitely somewhere around entertaining and also forgettable. So I got to go Mayable. A loveless endeavor. Also with the side of racism and slavery jokes. Sorry, people, but there were a lot of horrible ones in here. But I had been recently desensitized to Django again. This is a walk in the fucking park compared to that movie.
Sure.
But yeah, it was wrong in so many ways. The movie was a lot of fun and horrible. It was very cliche, but the steampunk really redeemed it for me. So would I watch it again? Probably not. But I still got to go Mabel. Lobster?
I'm going to go with Klein of Entertaining. Because Kevin Klein was my favorite thing in the movie. And I found it kind of entertaining. Again, nothing serious to be had here. But it's late 90s filmmaking at its most worst / best. I mean, they don't really, I don't know, maybe this inspired Michael Bay's Transformers, but at least I could tell what was going on. Even the scenes that took place in the dark were well lit. Like the brothel, like everything's like lit with spotlights or floodlights or something. And I don't know, I just kind of enjoyed it. It felt like good, clean fun. So, yeah.
With a side Klein of racism and slavery jokes.
Yeah, sure, sure. I mean, you've got red, which is the color of passion, and neck, which is, we'll come back to that one.
I don't know right now, but it's like,
it was like passion and fiery and whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Last word on Wild Wild West.
Done.
Mechanology.
Breasts. Ass? All right, fair enough. What time is it?
News time. God.
All right, so today is August 22nd, and we are in the dregs, the dog days of the summer box office.
So there's no eclipse right now, okay.
Yeah, the eclipse is people not watching movies. They went out to look at the eclipse instead.
They did, huh?
And in any place other than the Midwest, apparently it looked good.
We didn't have anything here.
Anybody see anything at the box office this weekend?
No.
At the theater,
Defenders came out. That's what I watched.
Yeah, I gotta say, like, that probably cut into
it had to
the because that was a very anticipated series. It was only 8 episodes. You could binge it in the weekend and like, still what, six like, and a half, go out 7 and do hours. Stuff.
Listen, Friday I was sick as a dog, and the only thing I did all day is binge Defender. Sure. And when it was done, I went back to Daredevil. You know, it's simple as that. So it's a very good show.
I actually said, man, you know what? I probably should go back and watch the last 3 episodes of a couple of those series.
Sure.
Maybe you should.
I heard The Hitman's Bodyguard is not great.
Not good. Like, No.
But story-wise and whatnot. But if you go into it expecting just basically Ryan Reynolds and Sam Jackson being assholes to each other, you're not going to be disappointed at all. Like, I've heard it's... solid comedy.
It's too bad for Logan Lucky, which actually got good reviews, that it came out the same weekend.
Okay, I thought so too. But then I've learned that the person that's actually marketing the movie is Steven Soderbergh. And his point is to add screenings and ramp up his publicity. So he planned on having a slow first week and going up after. Because the guy is retired and he's trying some shit to be able to make the movie he wants without having to play with the studio too much. That the reality is this is that. So,
but if you get shitty reviews right away,
well, he got good. The film reviews got good reviews, but nobody went to see it.
Okay.
Yeah,
and I haven't seen any ads for it. So,
are you serious? Guessing. There's a bunch of poster.
What was the last movie we had to go see?
Posters are one thing. I'm talking about like a television commercial.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
I'm in Canada and we never really
What was the last movie we went to go see? Because I think that's the last movie I saw.
The last movie Alien? I went to go see was Dunkirk.
Yeah.
No, I meant for the cast.
Spider-Man.
We didn't watch that for the
Alien,
cast.
Alien, I think.
Right.
Yeah. Wonder Woman.
Okay, shit, that was really good. Everything else has been fairly disappointing.
It's the top movie of the summer.
Wonder Woman?
No.
Yeah. No shit.
We'll talk next weekend, Labor Day weekend. We'll do a summer movie wrap-up and talk about the top 10 of the summer.
And it's not this week that it's going to change, because I don't think...
Nothing's going to tip it this weekend.
But now Nut Job 2 is still there, so we're waiting for like Nut Job 3, the Nutcrackers, or some shit like that, the Christmas adventure.
Good. I can't wait to see it. I mean, I'm
selling
wait to
that for
see.
Them.
Dude, the nutcracker, they're not going to do that.
Moving on. News. Obi-Wan Kenobi gets a movie.
Is this a surprise to anyone, really?
Yeah, that was the most yawning news.
We've been talking about this for a while. I got to say, it's the third Star Wars sidequel that's going back to the well of the gap between 3 and 4.
Yep.
So,
is that when it takes place?
I mean, it has to, right?
It's Obi-Wan. He needs to be alive. You know? So it has
to be. He dies in 4. He goes into exile in 3. One assumes that that's where you tell the story.
Yeah, true. Okay.
Especially if you're going to bring back Ewan McGregor.
And you want to bring back Ewan McGregor.
I want them to bring back Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, I think that's what everybody wants.
You want them to bring back Ewan.
Oh, dear God. You went there.
That's what you want.
That's what you want. But, yeah, he already said a lot in the interview that he was interested, and he stopped talking about it at some point because it looked like he was begging for a job at Disney, and he didn't like that.
What?
So, yeah, at some point it was on Jimmy Kimmel, and it was like, okay, I always answer the question, and the question's always been asked, but at this point it's looking like I'm begging for a job. Oh. If they do it, I'll be there. But,
but listen, I'm going to say something, and it's going to seem ridiculous in the context of the movie that we just watched for the podcast, but Kenneth Branagh could do a fucking good Obi-Wan Kenobi. Because he kind of looks like an older Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, but at that point,
you gotta look.
Yeah, but you gotta look like Alec Guinness at that point. And we all love, even if we people that hate the prequel.
I don't want this to be more. We're gonna bring people back as CGI. We're gonna bring back Carrie Fisher and Peter Cushing. And no, don't do that with
this. I'm the only
one
that really liked that. Do that all the time.
You can do it in a scene, but I don't think you can do a whole movie with it yet.
Not yet. You're right. Not yet.
So, again, I like Obi-Wan, but I don't know. Is this Han Solo movie going to be any good?
Well, it's a Ron Howard movie now, so it's probably going to be pretty good.
This is like the fourth or fifth one, because didn't they just recently talk about the Jabba the Hutt? Gangster movie,
it's all thing that they're looking at. That it's all possible ideas.
Red style Boba Fett movie.
A what style?
Like Judge Dredd, like
okay,
the new
that'd
Judge
be cool.
Dredd.
But the mob style or mafia style?
Yeah, Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt. Yeah, how he gets there because it's supposedly like a big mafia family.
If I may intersect another news at the same time, if they're able to go through the same process that DC just went, and when they just decided to be like, oh, we're going to do a Joker origin story produced by Martin Scorsese that's not going to be in the DCEU, I'm like, oh, cool.
I had no interest in this until I read something about set in the 1980s and fleshed out by Scorsese films of the era, and I'm like, what?
And the fact that it's not in the DCEU, they can just do like a Elseworld. If this works, we get our Red Sun Superman in like 10
years. They're kind of doing this thing in the comics called Batman White Knight.
It's not really good, though. But
But they've confirmed Jack Napier as the Joker for that. Yeah. And then there's also this thing coming out called The Batman Who Laughs.
Yeah.
Which is it's like Dark Knight Metal or something like that.
Yeah, it's Dark Knight Metal, but okay. If I may, I know that it's very fun to answer these questions so later. I always like the fact that the Joker was the exception, that his origin story was that he had no origin story, but he had a bunch.
Well, so, until Gotham got there.
Well, it's not the Joker, so who cares?
Or is it? I don't know.
It's not.
I haven't been watching Gotham.
That's why I'm saying
it
you. Jerome? It's not. It's Jerome. It's not Jerome. He's just called Jerome, but he's not
but
the Joker
at all.
But
that kid was pretty good. I stopped watching after that, but that kid was good.
When they bring him, they kill him at some point, and when they bring him back, they play
Spoilers.
The face thing. Oh, who cares? It's a comic book. They do the face thing as the Joker did last year, and he does it perfectly. So they're adapting Joker stories with him, but it's fun that it's not him.
But we don't want it to be Jared Leto either, right?
I love Jared Leto Joker, so I have no problem with that.
If we got more time with him, I don't know.
Agreed. That's one of the things that was missing from that one. More time with Jared Leto. But we digress.
Moving on.
Point is, I want them to do that with Star Wars and Jabba the Hutt. Just give me... I don't need Skywalker. I don't need him to meet Darth Vader.
Give me a deeper story in that... Oh, God. In that universe. And just... make it work like we've always said, make a good movie that just happens to be with the characters. Red Sun.
Yep.
Moving on to Daniel Craig. This story broke just after we finished recording last week,
yeah,
Daniel Craig has confirmed
he'll return yes
as James Bond. Yeah, on Stephen Colbert.
Yeah.
Again, yay. Dump trucks full of cash, but this sure. is his last they, time they backed for sure.
him up. They backed him up. They said, Mr. Craig, you can jump into the money like Scrooge McDuck.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
And swim around. And
you, as a million billionaire or whatever, do you have like an extra pool built for them to back it up to?
Yeah. But you have to do it coins.
No, that would hurt. Ow.
But paper money, you'll get paper cuts.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't move. I don't know.
I mean, the only thing that I would want to do is Indecent Proposal style roll around on the bed.
If I had that much cash, I would just sit there and count it all day, every day. I'd like to have OCD of counting cash.
Would you, Beef, have stacks on stacks on stacks?
Probably.
Yeah, stacks on stacks on stacks.
Yeah, I know. I got you.
Speaking of green,
Refo.
Super Troopers 2.
When does it come out?
The release date.
Who cares about that
right
news?
Now?
No.
Oh, okay. You guys care.
No.
Yeah. I think Beef and I both care about this, right?
Yeah, for sure. Because I will pistol whip the shit out of you, Farva.
We're not watching that.
Oh, we might be.
Yeah, I think we will.
Oh, this might be our revenge.
Yuck.
I think we need to do the month of Broken Lizard.
Our time has come. I don't know if we can do that. I can watch the first one and maybe the second one. What's the
Club Dread?
Oh, that Fear one was
Slammin' Salmon.
I have not seen that.
Okay.
Right, hang on. Super Troopers 1 and 2, Club Dread, and what's the other one?
So in order, Super Troopers, Club Dread, Beer Fest, Slammin' Salmon, Super Troopers 2.
Oh, God. I don't know.
So those are the day that will be the vacations.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if we can force them to do that many, but I'll force them to do a couple.
Dear God. Super Trooper is so bad.
The release date is 420, because of course it is.
Yeah. Of course it
Potheads
is.
Potheads America, unite. But Wing, come on now. Stop it. I watch
I'm the first
movies.
Guy who loves stoner movies.
You hate
true.
American buddy comedies, though.
Yeah, but I love, like, Bill and Ted and Jane Silent Bob and Cheech
and
Chong.
But this
isn't
a buddy comedy. It's an ensemble piece.
Yeah.
See? There you go.
Not getting... No. Not
come
better.
On.
Not better.
Right. One last piece of news. Do you guys want to talk about the hot gossip?
Sure.
What?
Oh yeah. Oh, sure. Whatever. Yeah.
This is kind of a bummer and sort of one of the things that your heroes are human. Joss Whedon, I think we're all among us fans of some of his work. Outed by his ex-wife as a serial adulterer and hypocrite feminist, saying that he deceived her for over 15 years. Having multiple affairs going back to the production of Buffy, the TV show, and kept them all secret and lied to her, and then said, well, this is what society wants, right? Like, I'm supposed to go out and do whatever I want. So, yeah.
I'm going to come back to... Woody Allen, do whatever you want in bed. Just keep making good movies. Your personal life or your personal
Woody
life.
Allen, listen, Wing. I don't think he's. I don't think he's making good movies.
I wouldn't say that. He's one of the most prolific director ever. Is average
last,
is pretty
last
good.
Woody Allen movie you saw?
Midnight in Paris.
And
2-3 years ago, I loved that movie actually. I was like kind of a return to form, but not in New York. So
maybe it's the French in you that you're like, people cheat on whatever, adultery. It's so French, l'affaire.
No, it's more that I kind of have enough of these, like, how do we say that? Yeah, okay, he's not a good guy in his relationship, but if they came out to say that he was violent, or raped her or something sure. like that. Okay, if not, it's stuff that they deal between their marriage and their stuff.
They got a divorce.
And it just happened that they're public, so this kind of shit comes out. Clearly, she has frustration. Okay, that I can see. But you see Polanski? I'm not watching his movie, even if he's a great artist, because the man's a fucking douche. And
do you think that for someone like Joss Whedon, who has made kind of a name or been recognized as a feminist, that this kind of shows some hypocrisy?
That's the other thing that I hear, and I'm like, okay, let's say that you have a gay couple, one cheat on the other. Do you think they're against Pride? No, they're still probably pro, acceptance and LGBTQ and all that stuff. Doesn't make them less of a gay activist because he cheated on his husband. Makes him an honorable person. Okay.
Right. So, sure. And that's my point, though, is why wouldn't he just, quote unquote, cut bait? And if he's being a serial cheater, why would he, I don't know, not fucking stay with her? Why wouldn't he break up with her? Why wouldn't he divorce her? Now he's just continually being horrible to her, and he knows
it. He wanted to have his cake and eat it, too.
Yeah.
With a mouthful of fries, and he needs more fries. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, but lots of people are complicated. Maybe she knew they made an arrangement in the back, and at some point it was too much. Whatever. We don't know
It's still a fucked up arrangement, though. I mean, either way. In the long run.
I'm just saying that people stay with horrible people for way too long, and we all have someone in mind when we say that.
Food for thought, I suppose. Joss Whedon will be finishing out Justice League and then directing a Batgirl movie. So,
yeah, you want a real controversy? Let's go back to Birth of a Nation last year.
Okay.
That was real shit. This is Saturday morning cartoon Bennifer Lopez,
tabloid shit. We get you.
Yeah. Thank you. That was a word I was not finding.
Yeah, I got you. I sometimes find those.
The yellow journalism.
Yeah.
All right. This has been episode 337 of Legends Podcast. I'm Beef saying deuces.
I'm John D saying no broken lizard, please. No.
A couple of them.
And I'm Lobster saying this is the Wild Wild West. Anything goes.
Oh, that song at the end. We didn't talk about it. And I was like, oh, there, that's true.
Oh, it's a Will Smith song. It's okay.
Sure. Parents, they just don't understand.
Oh, and Inner Space next week.
Inner Space.
Inner Space. Oh, yeah.
Literally, it's on the Netflix. If you liked Wild Wild West, you'll enjoy Inner Space. If you hated Wild Wild West, we'll find out.
Oh, great.
Awesome. I'm going to love it then if Wing hates it.
Of course you will.
Netflix's Marvel Defenders.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler
alert.
What up? You're watching Better Call Saul. You're probably a big fan of the Defenders. I was like, yes, but not because of that.
Right. Did you watch it? Who's watching it?
I'm done.
Lobster. What? All Lobster. Of Lobster. Better Call Saul?
No. 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 No.
Defender?
Wild Wild West.
No. God damn it. Defenders.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. A little bit slow because they don't meet for, what, 3 or 4 episodes?
I love that.
I was just going to say, I don't know if I love it, but it's still a little slow, but I like that they take their time.
I kind of love it,
but
it was very comic book. Like, I'm having an issue from each comic, but they're just playing them one after another. I really like that. So.
Right at the end, let's be honest. As soon as he fired up the Iron Fist and hit her and she got up like in 4 seconds, I'm like, you're being played.
As soon as it started to fight over there, I was like, seriously, you're going to fall for that?
But I like the way that she used the size to do it.
Yeah.
To control his fist into the wall. That was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool indeed. Agreed. That was a good show. That was a fun show.
It was good. I was pissed that it was only 8 episodes. I was like, what?
Like I was with Castlevania.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that I want them to do all 8 shows now. Honestly,
I could have done 10 with that. A little more interaction between everybody, yeah. Maybe one more good fight scene.
I would say I would have done 6 because by the end, at some point, the last 2 episodes, there was too much fluff.
For Sigourney Weaver gone too soon.
I like that they pointed.
Is she gone?
I like that they pointed little shit out though, right? Like. Oh, yeah. Is she gone? They just found a bunch of the reanimator bones.
Sure.
Dragon bones.
Dragon bones. Bring it back to life.
Bring back to zombie dragon.
I like when the Asian chick said, like, yeah, and how Danny points out that he's the Iron Fist to anyone that'll listen. Like, just little stuff like that was cool.
Yeah, that was. yeah, blah, blah. You're the Iron Fist. Sure.
I can't believe in all this mystical shit. I'm like, dude, you're the one with bulletproof skin.
Mm-hmm.
When the katanas or whatever hit his arms and he's just like, kink, kink. Breaking them or blocking them.
That's what he's there for. I mean, Iron Fist has the best reflex when he's like, oh, behind the invisible dude while we're getting shot at. You know?
Yeah, true.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
Hang on. We need a moment of silence for Stick.
R.I.P. Stick. Don't be stupid.
I like that he just cut his arm or hand off right away. Like, I gotta go.
Yeah, not a thumb. I don't need that. And let's go. Let's move on. Let's... I
never even thought of that. A thumb would have worked.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of. I was like, the guy is clearly committed, but dang.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com where you'll find all our contact information as well as our other shows. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.com where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin McLeod and can be found at Incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or GunnaGeek Networks. No infringement is intended.
Ladies and gentlemen, and no boys and girls, pets and creatures of every make and model, fans of shenanigans. Fuck.
Oh, shenanigans?
I fucked up.
What's that place you like? The one with all the shit on the walls?
The next person that says shenanigans, I'm going to pistol whip.
Oh, shenanigans?
Shenanigans? Shenanigans?